Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, Virginia's 10th District.
What's your 15, 20, 30 second pitch to voters as to why they should elect, well, select you as the nominee and then send you back to Congress in November?
Well, I have a record of working to lower our taxes and to work hard to improve our economy and the job situation. And you're seeing a stronger economy, wage growth, people getting tax cuts. And now we also have a stronger foreign policy because we have fully funded our military and we have gotten things internationally back on track. We've shrunken ISIS, and that strong military and that support. We ended, we stopped the defense sequestration bill that was crushing our local economy as well, and even more importantly, was devastating to our national security. So I'm very proud that we are back on track with a stronger economy, a stronger foreign policy, and we are in a very pro-growth position. You have the New York Times this weekend that had a story saying, something to the effect of, we can't say how great the job, they can't come up with all the words about how great the job market is. And that is the case. And then we are also working on the opioid crisis, put $4 billion into addressing that. The president has said that's a national priority. And we've worked with Democrats, Republicans, and independents, and social services and law enforcement and everyone throughout our community to battle this scourge in our community. And so it's just, and I have an MS-13 bill coming up that I have two bills that have already passed the House, but we're going to have a bill we're going to be able to send to the president's desk, which is going to provide more resources to task forces like the Northern Virginia Regional Gang Task Force that is battling the growth of the MS-13 gangs in our region.
In another term, would there be other issues or something that jumps out that you tell voters, like, these are the next things I would like to address?
Well, we are continuing to work on the jobs front, on every front, and have we're working on sort of welfare reform 2.0, where we're going to have work requirements. But those work requirements are also going to give people opportunities to improve their workforce skills and to give them more opportunities and get better wages. And so that's going to be coming up. We have the farm bill that I do have. People sometimes don't realize, but you go west of Leesburg and I have quite a farm community. So we are going to have a farm bill that's going to help our farmers. And we also just recently passed a childhood cancer bill, which is a real passion of mine, to work on getting more resources to the National Cancer Institute, the National Institutes of Health. And we have provided billions more in research money for research into chronic diseases such as cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, but also including childhood cancer. And I have a bill that we are hoping will be on the floor soon this summer, which would transfer unused funds from the Treasury Department over to childhood cancer. And so I've worked with our local community that unfortunately has too many children. This is one of the top killers of children is childhood cancer. And so we are going to continue to work on that.
You are facing a primary challenge. Shaq Hill basically says you're not conservative enough. So what's your response to that? And, how do you differentiate yourself as voters go to the polls on June 12th?
Well, my primary opponent is a perennial failed candidate that has not been in the arena fighting for cutting our taxes. I'm the only candidate in this race who's cut taxes and done it year after year when I was in the State House as well as in Congress. I had a bill that increased the child tax credit from $1,000 to $2,000. That was included in the tax bill. So, family of four gets more money in their pockets to take care of those children. I've been the person, and I'm the only member of Congress in this region that fought a budget shutdown. Both Democrat and Republican shutdowns, I've said, are not good for our region. The Schumer shutdown was bad. I oppose, and I opposed the Schumer shutdown. My opponent opposed the fully funding the military bill, the bill that the president signed that would fully fund our military and make us stronger. My opponent opposed. So, he has not won any elections, and we are out every day working with the community on how we can have a stronger job market. I'm the only candidate in this race, Democrat or Republican, who has worked with every business sector of this district. You know, our technology community that I've worked extensively with, and I'm the chairwoman of the Research and Technology Subcommittee on the Science Committee. Our farm community, our agriculture community, our hospitality community. We have a huge hospitality industry, restaurants and hotels and our wineries and our breweries and our historic community. So I have worked with all of these, and our defense community, which is a big part of our community, our healthcare, our hospitals, our universities. I've worked with every aspect of our community for over 35 years, and I'm the only person who's not just lived here since 2000, but lived here in the 1980s and the 1990s, understands the growth of our region, worked with our leaders throughout the region, Democrat, Republican, nonpartisan, our nonprofit leaders. And I am, you know, plugged into the community and work with the community leaders every day on how we can make our economy stronger, make our foreign policy stronger. I think when you see the job optimism, small business optimism at like a 17-year high, consumer confidence at a 17-year high, our unemployment rates at 3.8 is the lowest it's been almost in a generation. And you have African American unemployment down, lowest in years, Hispanic employment lowest in years. I'm working very strongly on, you know, women's opportunities. And in fact, one of the first bills that the president signed after he was sworn in was my bill for STEM opportunities for women. And I was pleased that, you know, the president took those bills to feature. It was a bill of mine and a Democrat colleague, which was to give women more opportunities in STEM. And those are the kind of things that I've worked with. And, you know, I've throughout my career have worked with a Democrat governor, a Republican governor. They've signed my bills. I've worked with, in the past administration, I work on getting things done. And so I have delivered for this district. We recently had Secretary Chow out to announce new road grants in Loudoun County, which is, you know, a congested road area. And so I am working every day to find more resources for our growing area. And, you know, I'm plugged into the community and to getting results.
Are you happy with how President Trump's term has been going? And does him in office help your opportunity to win in November, or is it creating more of a challenge?
Well, I'm working with the president, with the administration, with Republicans, Democrats, and independents on issues to help my district. And that's how I've always worked. And so I think we've accomplished a lot. I have my opioid bill that I have coming up here soon. That's already, I guess, was passed through the committee, but hopefully will be coming to the floor soon, was co-sponsored by the DCCC chairman, believe it or not. So I work to get results, and I'm thrilled with the tax cuts that we passed for our region. I fought hard to make sure they were good for our region, and I worked with my colleagues on that. And I also have worked with the administration on things like my MS-13 gang bills that the Justice Department, where I previously worked, I've, you know, talked to the Attorney General, the Deputy Attorney General, about the gang threat in our area. And I am pleased that the president has taken that very seriously. But I'm also pleased that I got bipartisan support on my MS-13 bill, the Criminal Alien Gang Removal Act, which would, you know, make it an inadmissibility term. If you are a gang member, we're not going to let you in the country. If you're an MS-13 gang member, we're not going to allow you to stay in the country. And unfortunately, right now, that isn't the law. So I'm working with Secretary Nielsen at Homeland Security to get that passed now in the Senate, and working with, you know, Republicans, Democrats, anybody who will support that. And I was very proud that we had Democrat support for that. In fact, two women who are running for Senate, Democrat Party, supported my bill. So I've always been able to work with people on getting results. So good policy, like our tax cuts and strengthening our defense and, you know, tackling the opioid crisis and dealing with these MS-13 gang threats, and, you know, then good good policy on the healthcare front in terms of making sure we have more resources for research into these chronic diseases that are costing our economy billions. I mean, Alzheimer's cost our economy billions. And I'm working with Shelley Moore Capito on legislation there that's bipartisan legislation to help Alzheimer caregivers, making sure we're getting the cutting edge research and results there. And I know the president is interested in that issue and will sign it. We just had the right to try legislation that the president supported and I believe signed, you know, he signed last week, which is going to make it easier for people with, you know, terminal diagnosis to get access to drugs that are still in the trial phase, but might provide promise for them. So these are great results, I think, for the country. When we put the partisanship aside and just look at what's good for the American economy, what's good for American people, what's good that makes us healthier, more prosperous, and a stronger country, and I think we can get a lot done.
Was there anything else you wanted to add at all, you know, as we go through this, what voters should know or what you've been hearing from voters about anything in particular?
We are out, you know, every week meeting with hundreds and hundreds of constituents. You know, over Memorial Day, I saw our veterans. I probably should mention, you know, all the great work that we've done for our veterans. And that was a commitment that I have always made, and I know the president made, to increase our support for our veterans. The veterans center that we open a vet center in Leesburg, and that's going to provide better health care access for veterans in my district. But we also passed 14 pieces of legislation in the House of Representatives before we went out, before we went into the Memorial Day weekend. And I'm very proud of the work that we're doing to make more choices available for our veterans, to make the VA more accountable. We've really, we want to make sure that our veterans are getting all the care that they deserve. And so as I was going around over Memorial Day weekend, able to meet with our veterans, and actually this weekend I was at Boulder Crest, a retreat, which is a wonderful local retreat for veterans to help them, you know, with PTSD and other things. We are really delivering and getting stronger policies in place for our veterans. And I was proud to have received the MOA Legislator of the Year award last year for my work on veterans. And that is always going to be a priority for me. I have a full-time staffer who is dedicated to helping veterans, and we will continue that.